Agent K-7 returns.
America's number one adventurer, K-7, former United States secret agent who operated in 22 countries, on land, on sea, and in the air, brings you a story of today. We take you to secret agent K-7's headquarters.
This is K-7 speaking. Send in Special Agent Z for assignment.
At once, K-7.
Special Agent Z reporting for duty.
Agent Z, this note was delivered here last night. Unfortunately, I went to Dover to meet a channel boat and did not receive it until this morning. It reads, "Ask Agent Z to meet me at Royal House as soon as possible. Extremely important." It's signed, Patricia Norwood. Have you any idea what is behind it?
No, sir. Miss Norwood attended the theater last night. I haven't seen her since.
She's not in her rooms this morning, Agent Z. She never returned from the theater. Investigate at once. Keep me informed.
At the very moment K-7 was telling Agent Z of the mysterious note from Patricia Norwood, two others also talked of her. One was a small, sinister figure, the other a well-known actress. They talked in the actress's suite at Royal House, a small, exclusive hotel.
What has happened to the girl who followed us from the theater, Sasahi?
She has been taken care of.
You killed her.
Her whereabouts are of no interest to you. I have said she will not interfere.
But I am sure she heard you direct my chauffeur here. Perhaps there was someone with her. If anyone should find out that I...
She will not interfere. No one knows she has disappeared. That is all you need to know.
You have found out who she was?
Yes. It does not concern you. We will not speak of her again. I have come here to give you your orders. Perhaps you will listen?
All right.
You have heard from the young diplomat?
He telephoned this morning. I am having dinner with him tonight after the theater.
Oh, good. Our plans are working. Now, while you are dining with him, you will please put this in his drink.
What is it?
A few grains of white powder. It is tasteless. He will never suspect.
A powder? It won't?
It will merely put him to sleep. I will be watching. As soon as the drug takes effect, I will enter the restaurant dressed in chauffeur's uniform. I will help him to his car. By tomorrow morning, he will be on his way to my country. You have nothing to fear, unless my orders are not carried out.
As the spy Sasahi left the hotel, a man who was reading in a corner of the lobby walked to the desk and asked the number of the suite the Oriental had just visited. Then he too went into the street. A few minutes later, the spy entered a building near the waterfront and let himself into a darkened room.
Good afternoon, Miss Norwood. It is unfortunate your gag does not permit you to talk to me. Also, very unfortunate, I cannot understand. Tonight, perhaps, we will talk. Oh, you are probably asking what is going to happen to you. You will be taken to my country. There will be two of you. One, a young diplomat whose father controls many affairs in the East. He will be useful to us in forcing the father to agree to our demands. And you also will be useful. Our intelligence department will want to question you. So sorry, I cannot understand what you wish to say. Now I must use radio and prepare for your passage. Your Secret Service is clever, but not clever enough to find this little radio, which I keep here. M4 calling B1141. M4 calling B1141. M4 calling B1141. Come in.
B1141. Ready.
M4, orders. You are to be ready to sail at midnight tonight. You will send boat to dock at that time. I will come aboard with two passengers. Repeat, please.
We are to be ready to sail at midnight. We are to send boat to dock at that time. M4 will come aboard with two passengers. That is all.
A few minutes later, Sasahi left the building. Pat was again alone. Then she heard someone trying the lock on the door.
Oh, Pat! Here, wait, I'll get the gag out of your mouth.
Dear, I hope you get my message. Wait,
don't try to talk, Pat. There's some water here on this table. It's stale, but it'll do. Just rinse your mouth out. Don't swallow it.
Oh, dear. I couldn't have stood it much longer. You got my note.
Yes, but not until this morning, Pat. I went to the hotel hoping to pick up a lead. Fortunately, I saw Sasai leaving and I followed him.
Oh, you know who he is?
Yes, they call him the Yellow Pearl. He's one of the most dangerous spies in the world. Now, tell me how you got into this.
I saw him at the theater last night. I recognized him from the pictures we have in our files of wanted spies.
Yes?
After the performance, I followed him. He went to the stage door and met Sarah Fondra, the actress.
Well, I don't know what her connection with him is. He called on her at the hotel this morning, at the Royal House. It was then I picked up his trail.
Well, I was behind them. I heard Sasahi give directions to the chauffeur. I took a cab and followed them. And when I got out at the hotel, I sent the cab driver to K7's office with a note for you. And when I left the cab, I was seized and brought here.
Pat, have you any idea what Sasahi's game is?
Yes. He used that secret radio over in the corner a few minutes ago.
Yes?
He called a ship and ordered it to be ready to sail at midnight. He was going to take me and one other with him.
Well, did he mention the other's name?
Only that he was a young diplomat whose father holds an important post in the East. The plot is to force the father's support by abducting and holding the son.
Oh, so that's it. And Sarah Sandra, the actress, is probably the one who is to lure the young diplomat here.
We've got to stop them, Zee.
We've got to do more than that. We've got to capture Sasai. Oh, I've got a plan, Pat. It's going to be hard on you, but it's the only sure way. I want you to stay here.
Here?
Yes. Now take this gun. Remain here. If you hear anyone coming, take the position you were in. Put your hands behind you as if they were tied. Put the gag in your mouth.
You'll be outside.
I'll probably be here with you when it's time to act. I'm going to the Royal House and pick up Sarah Sandra. Unless I'm mistaken, she'll lead me back here before Big Ben strikes midnight.
The stage was set, but there was to be no action until after the theater that evening. Then the actress, Sarah Sandra, went to dinner with the son of an important diplomatic official. A few minutes later, the young man was carried from the restaurant, placed in a car, and taken to the room near the docks.
Put him there, on the floor. That will be all. Take up your positions outside until I call you. Oh, I have brought you a traveling companion, Miss Norwood. Perhaps you will be more comfortable if I remove your gag. You see, it's nearly midnight. If you call out now, you would not attract attention.
Who is the man you've just carried in?
He is Ronald. How is it your mouth is not dry from the gag, Miss Norwood? You have not had water for hours. Turn around. Let me see the ropes on your wrist.
This is all you'll see, Mr. Sasahi.
A revolver. Oh, so. You forget I have only to call, and my men will enter. You cannot get away.
I wouldn't be too sure.
Suzuki! Agency!
Yes, Sasahi. Your men have all been captured. So also has your boat. I place you under arrest as a spy.
Z, look out!
Nations desperate for power and more territory are plotting against world peace. These individuals, like their masters, will stop at nothing to accomplish their ends. They must be dealt with on their own terms. Listen for my next story. This is K7 speaking.